Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in 855-839-1210. That's the way to get on board this January 6th. 5 years. For some reason, I thought it was even more than that. You know how you lose calculation. The anniversary of this, of course, Democrats opening up with the usual stuff around this. And again, there's nothing wrong with saying any number of those people should have been stopped, arrested, but also pointing out the excesses of this. And Rand Paul out there pointing out some of them today, and the kangaroo court that sat in judgment of this, and the lack of consistency. Our buddy Chris Tremaglia column up today with what happened with Black Lives Matter when they did bill that as an insurrection, and the damage that was done, and no reckoning on that pretty much either. Think guys like Larry Krasner. And that did play into some of the politics of ratcheting up for this with Pelosi. You know the story with our friend of the show, Stephen Sun, the former head of the Capitol Police, talking about it in a book. All right. Really enjoyed Mackenzie, the Common Sense Dose, CSD. We'll have her back as we monitor some of the things she's put out, particularly with that kind of perspective. Why do we get someone who came here from Brazil and is grateful, thrilled to live into this country, adopts, while blending in her own cultural background, what America is all about, and yet you have, as a group, not every single person, I'm so tired of me, how many times, we should put a big, not every single person in front of us, but the Somalis as a group in Minnesota are a huge problem. Huge problem. And thousands of them seem to be dedicated to nothing but one fraud, blatant fraud after another, including fake autism. It doesn't get any worse than that. So 1 year in, Bondi leading the charge today, but Patel and others, we're going to see these fraud tours. California is next. I can hardly wait for New Jersey and then Philadelphia to see exactly what's going on here and how many of these are getting money they shouldn't get and up and down the line, the whole deal associated with that.
We should make like a concert tour t-shirt for that.
Exactly.
Dates,
you know what?
I
think we could help them and give it to them. That's exactly right. What should we call the fraud tour here? That it was a listener who suggested to one event I did, Huff, Puff, and Cuff.
That's a good one.
Where you had... You had females complaining the state police test was too rigorous. And we had about 50 women, Henry, who went to Andy's Diner, the one in, I think it was in Conshohocken, pretty sure. And they ran 8 miles. They were runners, too. And then they did, it was a 100-yard dash. We actually had a jumping thing to measure your vertical jump. It had to be just you got off the ground, essentially.
Right, yeah.
Stuff like that. But Huff, Puff, and Cuff, you can't beat that. There's got to be something. If they come to Jersey, Philadelphia, we'll certainly consider that, because this is, as you just said, it's the type of thing that breeds in people. Why be a dope? It doesn't matter anyhow. Look at what's going on in New York. Just do what you want. Look what's going on in Minnesota. Sure, Walz had to drop out, and Nick Shirley did that. But is that enough? No, of course not. We're talking $9 billion plus that was aided and abetted here. All right, Bill O'Reilly said something, and I just looked at it during the break. The Wall Street Journal does verify this. I could tell he was a little bit when I said, well, wait a minute. Does that undercut Delta Force? That the claim is that the CIA got the military to stand down, and they had a deal to take Maduro out of there. Now, they still had to execute it, I guess, against some elements who didn't want that. But he was on a military base, and this was flawless. But was there a deal in place behind the scenes to take him out? If they were, that's pretty skillful also, that they were able to get this done. And President Trump, to his credit, has been out there all morning again touting what the military did here and how no one else could do that. And that's exactly right. This will be cut 10, Henry. Here's Tim Walz turning his fire, as he didn't take any questions yesterday, toward President Trump as he announces he won't be a candidate for the governorship.
Hang on. I don't know where my cut number 10 went. Sorry.
All right. So Walz yesterday finally telling us that it's about Trump. It's about poisoning people against the poor Somalis and all the rest of it here. All right, we'll get that.
I don't want to mince words here. Donald Trump and his allies in Washington and in St. Paul and online want to make our state a colder, meaner place. They want to poison our people against each other by attacking our neighbors. And ultimately, they want to take away much of what makes Minnesota the best place in the country to raise a family. They've already begun trying to withhold funds that were meant to help families afford child care, and they have no intention of stopping there. Make no mistake, we should be concerned about fraud in our state government. We cannot effectively deliver programs and services if we can't earn the public's trust.
Well, you didn't earn it because you didn't want to earn it. You didn't care about it. What the heck are you talking about here? You don't have the public's. Well, I don't know. I've done Minnesota radio. They're all, oh, well, you don't want to be saying that. No, nobody's preaching hatred against Somalis. But this is a group that's out of control, at least substantial numbers of them, that feel this is what they're going to get away with in America. They're pirates. And when they come up with a scheme of saying we're going to set up fraudulent autism clinics and you're going to say your kid has autism, then yeah, America's going to be outraged. So much so that we quickly forgot about the woman who was killed allegedly by the Afghan refugee in Washington, D.C. And the reason was, as tragic as that was, people started hearing this and saying, no, didn't we vote one side or another? Kamala Harris would have aided and abetted this, and Walz was too. We voted to stop it, to punish this, accountability. We don't want this. And just because it's the Somalis doesn't mean that we're going to have to pull punches because they're going to say you're an Islamophobe or you're a racist or something else. And Walz refused to take questions yesterday after this. So it is a major thing that Nick Shirley, that's the other story here, that Nick Shirley was able to do just with the power of the internet, his own entertainment value, people that helped him with the information that was in plain view. Are they going to find this in California? They're finding it in Ohio, places like that. Absolutely, they're going to find it. All right, get in on the side question, 855-839-1210. Some film or TV show that you just never got to, and the reason why, and you don't regret it. We've heard some on Twitter. It's unbelievable.
Twitter's just a great.
Yeah. Some. How can you have that whole, wait a minute. When Dan said, I've never seen The Godfather, and he said it just in a matter-of-fact sentence, stop. I was like, what? We should stop the show. You got to see The Godfather. How can we do a radio show if you haven't seen The Godfather? It's impossible. That might be the most egregious one. Others, I get the Brokeback Mountain. Okay.
Well, there's a different Marcus Aurelius answer that's setting me off here.
And which one was that?
He Seinfeld. Said, He said, How I Met Your Mother, bad Friends ripoff. Oh, my gosh. I mean, How I Met Your Mother is an awesome show. Well, awful ending, but awesome show.
Are just most dedicated and just the greatest host on earth. Even when I spit out some of his oysters, Johnny Z put Seinfeld up on Twitter.
Yeah, that's
it's a dark day over at Mulligan's. It's a dark day. I plan if we're there, you know, when we're there in the summer, to put behind me Seinfeld reruns.
Got all those TVs up in there. You tell me one can't be on TBS when they're running reruns.
And I'm trying to think, you know, the Soup Nazi came on my show before in studio. I'd love to get him over to Mulligan's. My goodness, we have to right that wrong. You know, maybe we need a Seinfeld drink there this time. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with one of those. Get in, get a win today on Talk Radio 1210.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, arguably, I'll say that to be charitable, greatest show in the history of TV. I would say it is, but that's, you know, that's a debate. There are several contenders, but a show you have not seen or a film, and you're not going to make that up and go, oh, that's kind of embarrassing. People start talking to Godfather and I haven't seen it. By the way, another dead whale has washed up at the South Jersey port over in Gloucester City. It was spotted Sunday night on a boat docked in Gloucester City, and we're seeing now there's a group of people to come in, autopsy, et cetera, to find the cause of death. I'm not going to pin it to the windmill project or anything like that. It's kind of dormant as far as I know. But whenever you see this and what we saw play out over the last 2 or 3 years, you just have an they do mention, yeah, the people that wrote the commentary on this, Philly Voice, oh, they were stopped by anti-wind and Republican lawmakers. No, they were stopped by common sense and decency. That's what stopped this. And it's one of the great triumphs of people like Robin Schaefer, Mike Donahue and others at the Jersey Shore, and our listeners who got involved, and the whales started it. If not for the whales, they might have been able to get it through, but there was such outrage, such emotion, and it's just a callous goofball like Phil Murphy involved. And then it swung toward, are we going to let them spoil the Jersey Shore? For what? Which is exactly what they were up to. So, you know, progressives, a lot of times woke stuff, silly, et cetera. And sometimes it has serious consequences. It gets people killed, in this case, whales and other mammals and the dolphins. Remember all that washing up on the shore? It was shocking. This one, we'll see what it comes out to be. They don't seem to have any theories yet, but a lot of people rallied on this. And it is something to remember, the power that's there if people are charged up enough. It really then morphed to, no, we're not going to let them despoil the Jersey Shore. It's a birthright. It's something that we are all connected to, or at least most people, except those that rather go to the mountains and everything else. Okay. But this just brings it all back, seeing this play out. And Jersey elected last night the GOP, and we're going to try to get her on, a new chair. The others, after what happened, resigned. And I really want to hear her out, what she told the voters. I think there were 42 of them. What's going to be different? How do you deal with a situation in Jersey that is so difficult, given you have enough people there that don't mind the taxation, and then you have enough people that are dependent upon the government for almost everything? You got 100,000s of people that are there illegally, and you just, you know, they're tapping into, I've said this many times, the U-Haul results are out again. These states that have the most people fleeing, and that's what the U-Haul is about. And it seems like California, maybe in raw numbers because it's bigger, is leading. But take a look at California. Why will California, even with all this, not sink? Because a lot of people still want to be in California. It's the weather. It's the glamour. It's a big state with a lot of things up and down that might attract people. You know, particularly when you're younger, before you have to deal with the family situation. Maybe you'd want to be in California. So they're going to keep on doing it because they're not afraid that the state will be decimated. Now they're in debt. They got all kinds of problems. I get that. But they don't hit rock bottom. Same thing in Jersey. Why do people stay in Jersey? And people will rant and rave. And you're going to see a bit more with Mikey Sherrill. They're already on the march to raise taxes, et cetera. What did we make of? Here's the one that I don't get. What do we make of the fact that in a state like Pennsylvania, that is more conservative than either California or Jersey, it's a swing state, that any polling and anything I can tell you personally with pundits and others, Josh Shapiro is at a 60% popularity or thereabouts. How's that possible based on what? Just think about this guy. Just think of the things that he does. How inauthentic, how transparent he is, how he's not even here to manage business. It went on forever, the state budget, etc. He's got all kinds of things out there. What is it that he's able to do? He's got a staff of 22, 23 people around the clock publicizing him at taxpayer expense. How is this guy magical to these people? What are we missing? We're not missing anything. But this is the battle you face. And yesterday, his race for, he hasn't announced yet. But they put out that he has sitting there right now already $30 million for this campaign. And he's going to raise more. I bet he gets close to $50 million than he spends. This is quite a challenge for Stacey Garrity. Not that she doesn't have her own credits. But in the ring with this guy, you got the entire media against you and the myth of this guy. I've jousted with him when he was just a state representative. Jousted with him when I was an auctioneer at a zoo. I wish I had that on tape. He just can't resist. I've gone after him how many times when he was for capital punishment, and then his son, who was either 10 or 12 at the time, with his brilliant arguments, talked him out of it. And he went to a church here in Philadelphia to lay out why he was no longer for capital punishment, wouldn't sign any death penalties. How does that go on? Well, if you run a goofball like Doug Mastriano, a complete stoned-out goofball, then yeah, you're going to get beaten badly. But Jack Ciattarelli ran a great campaign in Jersey and got murdered. It's just unexplained. And that's what gives me, I know President Trump today, and I get it, you know, rallying the troops with Republicans, said, yeah, clearly we're going to win the midterms. All right. That's what you have to say. Yeah, take your temperature on that. I don't think people are feeling that. I'm certainly not feeling that. There's a lot of work that has to be done here. We had another Republican die suddenly at the age of 65. I'm not sure. They didn't say underlying, you know, whatever it was, from California. So now they're down one more seat that they have to defend or put a new person in. This is not an easy battle. And you know exactly what's going to happen. I'm not talking about impeaching Trump. That's what he's. So what? It doesn't stick. He's been impeached twice already. It's stopping everything, stopping what's going on here that's turning the country around for the good. That's exactly what they're going to do. All right, Mike is in Philly. Mike's next. Our Mark is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. So, all right, let me start with a good one. So I love Breaking Bad, but I watch as much as I can, but I've never seen Better Call Saul.
Why did that disconnect happen? It's a great series.
So I kind of like the first episode, but it was so slow. I'm like, I don't want to ruin Breaking Bad. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why I did that. But for Dan's defense, I guess it's a Polish thing because I've never seen The Godfather.
Well, okay, now you're fine with Better Call Saul. But why would the Poles have anything? Just you saw it was Italian, big Italian weddings. Now we're not into
Trust
that.
Hard.
I don't know if there's any Polish characters in there. Is there Dan Magalusa or something?
No. I just want to defend Dan a little bit.
Never seen it. You seem like you have no need to see it.
And Don, I love mob shows. I watch documentaries.
Okay.
I think it's just the amount of time, and I've never just, like, had time to sit down and just watch it. And don't get me wrong, I love.
All right,
like,
I'm going to tell you, you're missing out. All right, thanks, Mark, for starting us off. He's not attacking you. How would you not have time? The Godfather's on routinely.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, pretty routine.
It is.
Like, yeah,
I never see it on TV.
Yeah, I've seen AMC.
AMC
constantly. Yeah, when they do the marathons.
I feel like that's...
We'll send a shot up to your side when it comes out, you know, when there's a trilogy.
I feel like AMC always has a few good men on. I don't know.
Well, not enough. I would put that on at least once a week. Yeah. All righty. It's 855-839-1210. That's what we're looking for. A show or a film, TV, whatever it might be, and you have no desire to see it. You just have a net, like me with friends. I'm in the docket today. That's a misdemeanor. It's not even throwing a cigarette butt around. It's a capital crime not seeing The Godfather, though. I mean, that's
I agree with you 100% on
that. Is it the death penalty every day? And he said he didn't have time to do it. Well, make time.
Make time, right.
Yeah, and is it something Polish there? Anybody else that hasn't seen it? You don't want to see it.
Italian discrimination.
That's right. That's what it is. Joe Colombo will get out there on that. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. We're going to talk with Paul Perez, interim president of the National Border Patrol, coming on to talk Venezuela a little bit and Venezuelan gangs in this country. Only one, Martha Raddatz, you know, the apartment complex. But also to talk with him, I'm interested in his take. How is it? We really have made a dent in the Pacific and in the Caribbean in taking out drugs like cocaine coming from Venezuela, bombing them. It's over 100 or so that we've killed. And you got to think they're a bit leery of sending drugs in that way. What is it that still allows this ungodly amount of fentanyl and other drugs to get into that country? I mean, you and I can speculate, but this is somebody who actually has to interdict it. And how in the world did they shut down the border? Was it just, hey, we just did it, but didn't want to do it, or is there something else? So I'm always intrigued when we get one of these guys on to talk about stuff like that. Side question, though, that film or TV show you never saw, your reason, and you just don't have any drive. To do that. Coming up a little bit later, too, I want to talk more about RFK Jr. and how startling this is. And the argument that Republicans, Democrats are making, this is going to cost you in the midterms. What? That people, I think they're thinking insurance companies will not cover vaccinations as much now. 17 diseases cut down to 11. And I really want to get a doctor on, you know, the meningitis, not vaccinating against meningitis, just sitting here armchair quarterbacking. I don't see that. That's a bridge too far. And we're getting to a point where his goal is should parents just have the right to say, I'm not going to vaccinate against anything? That's my choice. I looked up the difference in the Pennsylvania-Jersey recommendations. Jersey has more vaccines. Pennsylvania accepts more reasons for not vaccinating. Jersey has only one exception, seems to be religious, and there's a lot of detail with that. So Pennsylvania and New Jersey are similar, but there are differences. 855-839-1210.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guest. Paul Perez is the interim president of the National Border Patrol Council, a group of people, the Border Patrol, that we can't say enough good things about, particularly when they had to essentially stand down when they wanted to enforce the laws and their duty and their oath, and now they're able to do that. Let's go to Paul on Talk Radio 1210. Paul, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Paul, at this point in time, let's talk a little bit about the Venezuelan gangs in this country and the whole Venezuelan thing. What did you experience? What's in your role here? How big of a problem is that?
Well, they've been a big problem, especially under the Biden administration. They were allowed to come in with these fraudulent claims to asylum, and they were interspersed throughout the country. You know, they've got different areas that they've concentrated in. But, you know, they are a big threat. You know, they operate, you know, transnationally. And so anytime we're dealing with these transnational gangs, these cartels, it's a very dangerous situation, not only for the general public, but the law enforcement officers that have to deal with them. So these are some bad guys that we're trying to get out of this country. We're doing a really, really good job in tracking them down, targeting them for removal. And you know, we're going to continue until we get them all out of this country.
Paul, a group we don't hear as much about, and, you know, I can remember, I may have even been at a different radio station at that point. It's been that long when they were first on the radar screen, and they were centered in Long Island, as I remember. It is MS-13. Don't hear about them as much. What's up with them?
They're still around. Mm-hmm. You know, we've dismantled a lot of their organizational structure. You know, we've been able to remove some of them. And, you know, they go directly to El Salvador, and they're put in the CECOP prison there. So they're not as active as they once were because they know that we're coming after them as well. So they're still violent. You know, they're not good guys. They didn't become good citizens after President Trump won. They just went a little bit more underground. And so those guys are still a priority for us as well. They're a very violent, notorious street gang, and they're embedded with the cartels as well. So we haven't taken our eyes off them either.
Let's talk about the cartels now. Give me a sense. Paul, I only was inside Mexico once in this capacity. I interviewed the mayor of Juarez. Now, it's got to be, his family had to live in El Paso, if you remember that mayor. And I'm sitting there, guy was great, interviewing him. I asked him, why all these school deaths? The sandbags, I had a sense, he said, because of the blast. At any point, we could be blasted. So seeing that, the cartels, are they still so emboldened? And in your judgment, would we be able to pretty methodically take out their drug labs? It seems to me they're not hiding too much. It's just the Mexican government is more complicit. They're not in league with them, but they're afraid of them.
Yeah, they're afraid because the cartels run, you know, Mexico. Could we take out their labs? Absolutely. I mean, you know, anybody just needs to look at what we did in Venezuela here, you know, in less than 2 hours. If we were to concentrate the full might of American power on just destroying the drug labs in Mexico, absolutely, we could do it. We could take out everybody in Mexico. We could take out their top leadership, you know, of these cartels. Unfortunately, Mexico does not want to cooperate with America at the level we need their cooperation, which would be to eradicate these gangs, to get rid of them once and for all. But, you know, Mexico is just a failed state. They're a failed country because the cartels have so much power and influence all the way to the highest level. So, you know, I don't see that problem going away anytime soon within Mexico. But what I can tell you is the cartels are not allowed to operate along the southwest border or in the United States as they were during the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. We put a stop to that.
So let's talk about it. Given somebody with your vast experience versus some of the people I bring on, you know, I'm all on board with what we've done with these Venezuelan drug boats and also the ones in the Pacific, wherever they're coming from. How is it vast amounts of drugs, particularly fentanyl from Mexico, I guess, how are they able to get into the country? Your guys, the Border Patrol, have shut down that border. It's amazing. I've been there, and I remember during the first Trump term, but it's even better now. How do we get into the country this enormous amount of drugs still?
So there are many ways that they do it. You know, they've got tunnels, and don't get me wrong, we're doing everything within our power to stop it 100%. But these cartels, they have unlimited funds. You know, they've got the ability to play the numbers game. And what I mean by that is if you take a look at every port of entry along the southwest border, there are thousands and hundreds of thousands of vehicles that come across every day. You know, to the best of our ability, our officers, you know, the Customs and Border Protection officers that work at the ports of entry, they're doing everything they can with the best technology available to try and screen every single vehicle. But when you have some ports like Laredo, where the traffic is pretty much all commercial 18-wheeler traffic, it's really difficult to not disrupt travel and trade to make sure that we get every single ounce of narcotic coming across. So they play the numbers games. The cartels can afford to do that. They can afford to sacrifice a 1,000-pound load to get a 10,000-pound load across. You know, so they've got unlimited funds. They're going to continue doing what they're doing, and we're going to continue stopping them at every chance that we can.
So, Paul, it seems to be then the answer is to take out their drug labs, to take out the cartels more than, yes, I've been there and I've seen the traffic you're talking about, and it could be hours. You're saying it could be half a day if we had to vigorously search every vehicle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, we've got thousands of officers stationed along the southwest border at the ports of entry that are doing a great job out there at the POEs. But you've got the amount of traffic coming into the United States. You know, they also work outbound traffic as well, you know, trying to confiscate money and weapons going into Mexico. But the amount of traffic that is coming in, the cartels have enough money and product to be able to play the numbers game.
So what do you think the Border Patrol needs in the future here, Paul? And, you know, new initiatives, whatever. What is it that's needed?
So what the Border Patrol needs is what we're getting through the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Okay.
We're getting more money than we've ever had, which is going to give us more manpower. It's going to give us 3,000 more agents. It's going to modernize our fleet because our fleet's a mess. It's going to give us the technology that we need along the southwest border to be able to monitor areas that we don't have manpower in. So it's going. What we're getting from the Trump administration's One Big Beautiful Bill is exactly what we've been asking for years. But a lot of these administrations, they ignored the pleas from the frontline agents who knew exactly what we needed to fully secure the border and gain operational control. And what we've gotten through the One Big Beautiful Bill and the support of this administration is just that.
Now, with the border secure, Paul, I would think that human trafficking would be down, too. I mean, you know, the cartels before just ran amok. And again, to your point, they don't care who gets killed or what happens as long as they're getting paid to get people through. Is that gone down now?
Yeah, it has, because again, we've made it a lot more difficult for them to be able to move, you know, people and products across the country, across the borders. So yeah, you know, a lot of the human trafficking has gone down. You know, we've devoted more resources to you know, not only interdicting but investigating, you know, these human traffickers and putting them away.
Well, Paul, thank you very much, as always, coming on the great work of the National Border Patrol. And again, with the Trump administration, we're going to see even better things in 2026. Thank you, Paul, very much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Paul Perez, the interim president of the National Border Patrol Council. All right, 855-839-1210. So it comes down to, and Ron DeSantis, you know, has drilled down on this. I get there are hurdles, and I get the stuff around Venezuela, but Venezuela ultimately is not going to be the factor in the midterms or anything else. Now, taking out the cartels in Mexico, I think could be. And again, you have a country that doesn't want to do it. Democrats would scream about that. Do they really want to be on that side of defending the cartels? How long do we sit here and allow it? It is a failed state. There is no doubt about it. They're emboldened. Dave McCormick has said, the senator, they have the best airplanes, the best missiles even. Things of that nature. But really, if you went after them, their response would be to push back even harder. Then you can eradicate them. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us two today. Give us that film or TV show that you've never seen. Whatever the quirk is, it's all in the call. And or you just refuse to see it. It's not on your agenda to do that. And I want to get into, coming up, RFK Jr., and what's happened here with the childhood vaccination schedules, 17 diseases now down to 11 following the Denmark model. And I'm on a case-by-case basis with what he's done, the MAHA movement. Is this going to make America healthy again? The argument on the other side is no, it's too random. You're going to see some people miss vaccinations here. The childhood vaccination issue seems to be, in places like Jersey, for example, overkill. And autism always lurking there in the background, or some other disabilities based upon the need to get to the bottom of why we have such an autism rate, high autism rate. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. Hey, are you ready to make this year the year you truly feel better? Start with your health. Rescue Natural Supplements has been helping people support heart health, cholesterol, digestion, weight management, energy levels, and more targeted wellness goals for over 40 years using high-quality, research-backed ingredients your body can trust. And right now, Rescue is celebrating with their New Year's savings. You can save 40% when you buy any four single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use that code NEWYEAR40, NEWYEAR40. Try their popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart and brain health, probiotic for better digestion, or Orasine for more consistent, all-natural energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To mix and match four or more bottles and get 40% off, just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com with the code NEWYEAR40. So now's the time to take that smart step toward feeling your best with 40% off any four bottles of premium Rescue supplements. res-q.com. Use that code, all one word, NEWYEAR40 at checkout. Don't wait. Make 2026 the year you prioritize your wellness with Rescue.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you need to do is just push pound 1210 and you're on board. As I mentioned, the RFK Jr. vaccine issue. Playing out, 17 down to 11, Denmark as the model. The tell is going to be if insurance companies still back up that whatever the insurance coverage is now, it ought to remain the same. They're claiming it will. If it does, okay. it's parental choice. If it doesn't, then we're into a different ballgame here. Now, the president today, rallying the troops with Republicans, speaking to them at the Kennedy-Trump Center, or is it Trump-Kennedy Center, some kind of combination, talking about, well, insurance companies shouldn't get this money. They're going to be meeting with him. I hope it's this week, and I think it is. Now, what he did with the pharmaceutical thing, that looks very good. But it's not going to be a healthcare plan to say, well, we're just going to give the money to the individual and bypass the insurance companies. That's our plan, because I don't see that being voted through. I don't see it happening. You feel comfortable running on that for the midterms? It's fine if you have a plan and you attack the insurance companies, the killing they've made vis-a-vis Obamacare, and why we can't continue to support Obamacare and never should have anyhow. We know how it got over the finish line. But just saying, I'm not going to give any direction here, and Republicans are not going to try to come up with something that's going to cut down on premiums until we get past the midterms, at least. That's not a plan. And this idea that the economy and everything are just going to kick in is not a full plan. That's good, and I think a lot of that's going to happen. But the issue is, what do we do? What are they rolling out that's going to increase affordability and the messaging on that? That's the full plan. This is existential. You know, we talk about this each election cycle, how important it is. But these midterms, they are everything here for the rest of this presidency. If they win, then you're not going to be able to get much done. It's not about impeachment. No, Trump's not going. It's not going to happen. But it's about maximizing this period in history. And all this Venezuelan stuff will pass. There could be an uptick here of sorts, but there's no damage. Whatever happens, that's not what it's going to be about. It's going to be about that word again, that Mondami is really popularized. Like it or not, the media is going to run with it. Democrats have nothing else. And the battle over that. Then the other thing is the battle in each congressional district, whatever's playing out there, like Bucks County, and how that plays out. Do they have Democrats have candidates that have enough credibility to win a few more of these? We have a Republican dying suddenly from California, not sure what it was, heart or whatever it was. And that's another chip down, another seat down toward the majority. These are all very, very tenuous. You have all those people that got elected in New York. That's going to be tough. And I don't want to be sitting there on election night. I'm still stunned from that. I'm sitting in exactly the same position. It was 8:43 that night, and they're declaring Mikey Sherrill the governor of Jersey. I'll never forget that. The other one I remember is when Mitt Romney lost. I thought he was going to lose to Obama. I thought it'd be relatively close. I thought within 2 points or so, electorally, I don't know how that, you know, the electoral vote would go. And by 11:30 that night, maybe not even 11:30, myself and another host is no longer here. We're just like, what the heck? 11:30 and this is over? And Mitt Romney wasn't a great candidate, but Obama wasn't either. We thought, based on everything, it'd be close. So New Jersey now elects their new chair of the GOP last night, and she's starting to roll out some of the things they're going to do to try to be more competitive. Put Trump on the ballot, you can't do that. He's competitive in Jersey. Who is it out there that can compete? Particularly, they have to defend several congressional seats, and we have 4 here in our area that have to be defended also. All right, let's go to Lisa in Bower on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lisa, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Good to be back, and I'm a loyal listener, and I've called in before. Dom, I was channel surfing last night, and I believe whatever channel or, you know, broadcast Tony DeCoppel is now on.
CBS.
He had Okay, he had Dr. LaPook on. And Dr. LaPook gave a complete three-tier breakdown of all the vaccinations. And Tony DeCoppola did ask him three times. And Dr. LaPook spoke with great confidence that, yes, this was from Dr. LaPook, that the insurance companies would pay for the vaccinations, depending on what the parents wanted.
Yes, on paper. See, Lisa, that's true. But you know what happens with the insurance companies? My fear is they're going to start finagling here and going to court and litigating and all that. Now, it might help Republicans to run against that, but that's the thing I'm worried about. If they try to avoid this, remember, we only have a short window here for the midterms.
Correct, correct. He did say, and he emphasized also, it has to be totally up to the parent.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all ferrets out.
Yes, Lisa, thank you for that. Do call us again. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, I know the Trump, and on paper at this point, that's true. But you know what happens with insurance companies, if there's any wiggle room here, because this isn't CDC directed, because they have the ability to skate on this, is that what they're going to do? All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us on the side question. Also, the vaccine story is huge. RFK Jr., we've said it many times, is the most consequential that we're going to remember of the cabinet. That's where the action is, the stuff that he's churning out constantly. And we go through a year of him, getting the food companies, seeing some progress on that, that would be an A+. The vaccine thing is a battle here over, I still, you know, layman here, meningitis, not vaccinating against that. That's why I'm trying to get somebody like Dr. Malone or some of these others on to hear what they say, how much danger is in that. But the basics definitively will be covered here. Well, insurance companies covered. The broader thing is this. Republicans have to have a viable health plan that people are going to say, all right, we're in the ballpark with this. You want to attack the insurance companies, that's always good. But just attacking them and allowing Democrats to make the argument they are for health care, Republicans are not, got to do better in that argument. This is the, you know, affordability thing again. This is the only argument they have headed into the midterms. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.